be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. Whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gifts to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gifts there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gifts. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Even I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. These words of St. Matthew, just a summing up of what John says. I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. So Jesus expects that love towards others as he loves us, the way that Jesus loves us. Even if you have to see Jesus in each person, whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. So it's something new. We know that we have to forgive you, but Jesus says, forever you have to forgive. 99. Jesus lived the 99 to save the last one. So Jesus expects us to always have the heart of him. Jesus loves us immensely, unconditionally. That's why Jesus expects that we love as he loved. Love without condition. And always being the first one to love. And that's all. That's simple. Important also to do the will of God in every present moment. That's the only thing that we have to strive every day. That's why Jesus gives you peace. This peace comes from you doing the will of God by living every present moment with love, with his love. See Jesus each person. If we ask this special grace that we start today, a new day, see each person, see Jesus each person, with the heart of Jesus to treat every people we meet today.